Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Straight Talk with Stan Macklin. We're so glad to be able to come your way today, and that's Marvin Gaye with What's Going On. I tell you, I'm sure you're wondering about what's going on. Do you wonder what's going on? I know you probably do. Are you scared? It seems like fear to be the order of the day. Threats of wars, threats of nuclear explosions, heightened tensions between countries, hurricanes, tornadoes. What's going on? Do you wonder? I know you do. You may be not thinking about it at the moment, or maybe you put it off. But that's what Straight Talk is all about. It's about helping you to understand that there is things that are going on. And maybe you do wonder about what's going on. Pray. Maybe you better if you aren't. Well, on today's program, I'm going to talk about destruction in the news. Yes, destruction. It seemed like we have been experiencing destruction back to back from one coast to the other coast. Texas with Hurricane Harvey, and in a matter of a week, another hurricane to hit the whole Caribbean area and primarily Florida. What's going on? Are you scared? Does this seem to be the order of the day? What do you think? Yes, there is something going on, my brother and my sister, and it's called destruction. You know, there's a lot of things that seems to garner our attention, and that is destruction. When destruction comes, it has a tendency to pull us together. It has a way of pulling those who are at odds with each other, that they lay down their swords and they become ambassadors of kindness and compassion and hospitality. And they reach out and they help one another. That's what it seems like destruction does. It brings us together. But is that what it has to take for us to be able to come together as a nation or nations to work together to help one another? I know it's not just only here, but it's also everywhere. But as I said, it seems like within the span of a week or so, there's earthquake in Mexico. There's hurricane from one end of the country to the other end. where millions are affected, don't know what to do. What do you think? What's going on? Well, there are some answers, and it's called disaster in the news. You turn on the media outlets of ABC, CBS, and NBC, CNN, MSNBC, and all the others, and that's all that's in the news, destruction. People just don't know what to do. They're wondering, is God telling us? Is God telling us something? This is not necessarily man-made, or is it? Is it God's way of trying to get our attention to the extent that we'll lay down violence and hatred and the inventions of destruction, man-made? This is not man-made. This is, as they say, Mother Nature having its way. But it's having its way where it's in the millions and billions. And many people don't know what to do. Perhaps you're one of them. None of us are absent the spirit of destruction that can come our way. It can come any day, any time, any moment. How do we deal with it? Destruction in the news. Yes, I believe God is telling us something. Should we be concerned about climate control? Should we not take for granted what we're doing to the environment, to the atmosphere, the ozone zone? Should we not take heed and be aware and alert to the things that are affecting us? Or is it just a pastime with you? Is this just like another rainy day, something that just comes and goes? Should we be concerned about climate control? There are a lot of climate control agencies and alliances and organizations that are working to make things better. Maybe it's time you seriously join the efforts to work on climate control. Maybe it's time that you really work to be a conservative about our atmosphere. Or is nature out of control? Well, it seems like unprecedented, horrific events are happening back to back. Here in the United States, we just had Harvey hit hard. Flood. Through the Caribbean, Puerto Rico, Cuba, a lot of the other small islands, hit hard by Irma. Nature out of control. What is Mother Nature doing? Scenarios. We need to think about these things, brothers and sisters. We do not need to take things for granted. There's a way of getting our attention before it's too late. Is it going to take a nuclear fallout? You know, it's really amazing. I grew up born in the 50s. As a young man growing up in the 60s, we had to have drills in school. Yes, nuclear drills, where even our schools became fallout shelters. Have we returned back to this type of scenario? Have we made a rush to judgment that we don't care no more? But it's amazing, as I said earlier, when destruction comes, it seems to bring the best out of us, and I'm talking about human. As human being, hopeful CPS, it brings the best out of us. You see us showing kindness. You show us being patient. You show us reaching out to even our animal friends. Yes, dogs, cats. We're kind-hearted. You see massive amount of billions of dollars that come to the aid of helping to rebuild, to reclaim, restoration. Why is it that it takes a destruction, acts of destruction, come like a thief in the night, swiftly, suddenly, boldly, sternly, and sweep away, wash away, blow away, tear away the things that we cherish? Have we become so possessed by our possessions, the things we have, do they have us to the extent that, as Marvin Gaye opened up our program with the song, "My Brother, My Sister, What's Going On?" I want to challenge you to realize that, yes, I believe God is speaking. Well, you say, well, this is just hurricane season. Is it really? Or is he trying to get our attention? Or has he gotten our attention? Harvey, Texas. Irma, Florida. Brothers and sisters in the Caribbean. What's going on? What's going on? Do we wonder what's going on? Are we afraid? To the extent we're asking for help, we're asking for to be rescued. Does it seem to be the order of the day? Or are you not paying any attention? Well, something's going on. Going on very plainly. I don't have all the answers. I'm just trying my best to give you some perspective from a straight talk perspective. Because I believe that the destruction that is in the news has a lot to say. For some, it may just be a fable. It may just be a fairy tale concerning the story of Noah's Ark. Heir of that time, because of the calamities that was going on in the earth. It had got so bad that the imagination of man's thoughts, everything was continuously evil, starting from his youth. Evil. Hatred. Lying. Stealing. Confusion. Was all going in the air. And you know, one of the most sad scenes of this whole situation in the midst of destruction and news is people will have the audacity to loot and to steal in the midst of catastrophe. How could your mind be on stealing and loot in the midst of havoc? It's because you feel that you lack the resources to have this or to have that, and this is an opportunity for you to go possess it by taking something that doesn't belong to you because you look at yourself as helpless and lack the necessities of life. And so you feel it's better for you to go take what you don't possess. Brothers and sisters, I believe we become possessed by our possessions. We need to understand that, yes, there is something going on. You know, the Bible says in the last days, I don't know what other way to say it. I don't know how to frame it any other way. I don't know how to give it any other narrative other than the fact that it's what the Bible says, that in the last days, peerless. Do you know what that word peerless means? It means trouble. It means wicked. Peerless times shall come. They're here. They're here. This is not a supposition anymore. This is reality. Times are here. In 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, it talks about destruction in the last days and godliness in the last days. It says, but mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, unthankful, without love, unforgiving, ungrateful, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of good things, but lovers of bad things, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, having nothing to do with them. Brothers and sisters, what's going on? I think that we have an indication of what's going on. And you need to be mindful. That's right. Wherever you are, if you're in Asia, if you're in Australia, you're in the United States or Africa or Canada, I'm speaking to you. That's right. Destruction in the news. I think you need to be concerned about it. I think you need to not run away from the realities that exist, but you need to be not just compassionate, not just kind-hearted, not just tender-hearted, only during the time of destruction. Why can't we be kind-hearted and loving all the time? Why can't we? It should not have to take a hurricane. It should not have to take a tornado. It should not have to take a tsunami. It should not have to take a cyclone in order for us to get the message. We need to wake up and realize that the time is now to make a difference. How can you help? You can't help. I'm not going to be here and tell you there's nothing you can do because we're not helpless. We do have resources. We can make a difference. We can make a tangible difference. And we can do that not on a seasonal basis. We could do that on a daily basis. We can reach out, touch somebody, and we can act like we know what's going on. We can make a difference. We can be a vessel of compassion. We can be a tool of acceptance, of love, and forgiveness to reach out and to help our brother, our sister. Yes, you are your brother's keeper. Yes, you are. How can you help? You have a local American Red Cross. You can send them funds. You can give a donation. Just like there's destruction in the news, there's charity in the news where you can make a difference. And your difference makes a big difference. And I believe that this is what the Almighty is looking for. He's looking for his humanity to reach out and to spread their love one toward another. One toward another, to the extent that they will show their love. They will show the difference that it'll make. Don't be afraid. Don't be fearful. But I just really feel compelled, because I know the purpose of Straight Talk is we try to tell it just like it is. We try to manifest the truth by telling it what it is, not as we have heard fake news, but real news. This is real, what's going on. This is nothing play. This is beyond mankind. When man tries to manufacture things and build things, you see all it takes is the hand of God to come and to show him or her that his nature can have its way. Records have been broken in vast proportions. Things that haven't happened in years, in decades, has revisited the land. And you know what? I believe, and I have to say this, that if we don't stop this madness, as someone said, stop the madness and let me get off or out. If we don't stop it, it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. So I want to challenge you, as I said earlier. Do you pray? When's the last time you seriously prayed? Maybe you better if you aren't. Take time, make time to pray and to ask God to give you insight and foresight to what's going on in the news. And when you pray, pray for mankind, pray for humanity, because man is out of control. He's lost his focus. He's lost his perspective. And he has become a victim of the times, where, as we read that chapter in 2 Timothy, the third chapter, that is him on her all the way. Time to get serious, it's time to get real concerning what's going on. And we want to pray. We want to believe that a difference can be made, starting with you. I'm going to pray for you wherever you are, whatever city you're in, whatever country you're in, whatever region of the world you're in, globally. I want you right now to think about your life, pray with you and for you, so that you can be a vessel. You can literally be the hand of God on earth, where he can work in you and through you to reach out and to show his love and to share his love and to be more accepting of people and not judgmental. And above all, to exercise forgiveness. We need to forgive one another and each other and not harbor so much violence toward each other. From whence comes wars and rumors of wars? Come they not from the lust that war in your members? This is your time that I'm going to pray for you. And I'm going to pray that a new perspective come in your life. Father, I come to you today in behalf of the Straight Talk family. I know this is a different kind of program today, but I just feel led to talk about destruction in the news. We see destruction around the globe in various places. And if it's not an earthquake, if it's not a hurricane, if it's not a tornado, it's some violence or some violent act or acts of violence that's been done toward one another. Help us not to be victims, but to realize that you care about us, you love us. Take this program right now, that person that's listening right now, that's tuned in, let them know that it's for a reason, a special reason. Help them to know that you're going to make a difference in their life. If they have never experienced you as the God of their life, help them to invite you into their life as their personal Savior. We pray that whatever their faith is, help them to practice it, to be a practitioner of their faith, so that they can perpetuate love, peace, and the promotion of mankind and not hatred and violence. Let your love ring loud like a sounding bell or a tingling cymbal. Have your way. Forgive us for the things we've said and done that has brought about destruction in our lives and upon this land. We accept it, but we reject the notion that we can't do better, and we accept what you're saying to us. Lead us on to higher ground, and we want to thank you and give you praise. In your name we pray. Amen and amen. This has been Stan Macklin with Straight Talk today, talking about destruction in the news and how you can make a difference. And I know you can do it. So don't worry about what's going on. What's going on is you being a vessel of God's love. Have a great day until next week on Tuesday at 6:30. This is your friend, Stan Macklin.
You bring some love here to stay. Yeah. We don't need to escape. What?